This summer is blockbuster season in movie theaters, but every once in a while a small film sneaks in under the radar. In between Harry Potter and the latest from Steven Spielberg comes The Five Obstructions. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says it's worth searching out.
The Five Obstructions won't remind you of anything else because there's nothing else like it. In only 90 minutes, it encourages you to re-examine the nature of cinema, the sources of creativity, the unexpected joys of the unanticipated moment. And it could not be more fun to watch.
Her er det perfekte menneske. Her er det perfekte menneske.
Obstructions results from the collaboration between a pair of Danish directors. Lars von Trier was the talk of the Cannes Film Festival after Dancer in the Dark and Dogville. He's abrasive, provocative, difficult. Jorgen Leth is nearly 20 years von Trier senior. He's elegant, composed, and unflappable. Both men share a fondness for a 12-minute short film called The Perfect Human that Leth directed in 1967. Von Trier claims it is one of his all-time favorites. He loves it so much, it turns out, he wants to destroy it. As von Trier puts it, I want us to figure out how to make a film that leaves a mark on you.
Jeg vil sindssygt gerne have, at vi sammen fandt ud af at lave en film, hvor der gik et skår af dig.
So von Trier convinced Leth to remake his film five separate ways. Each new version would conform to a series of conditions, the obstructions of the title, decreed by the increasingly diabolical von Trier. Dealing with the obstructions along with Leth is one of the film's great pleasures, so I don't want to give them away.
Here's a man. We don't know him. I don't know what to say about him. We love that he is special. Unreasonable.
One of the most involving aspects of The Five Obstructions is the interaction between Leth and von Trier. We're there when the younger director presents Leth with the obstructions to be overcome, and when Leth returns to present his antagonist with the finished film. These conversations follow a pattern that Leth compares to an aesthetic tennis match. It's very much a dialogue playing back and forth across the net, Leth explains. He serves hard, and we return as hard as nails. He serves again, a deadly serve, and we have to pull our best shot out of the bag to return. What is perhaps most satisfying about this film is the way it makes you believe again in the power of cinema to create mood and magic. The Five Obstructions was co-directed by Leth and von Trier, and it's a tribute to the infinite possibilities inherent in the filmmaking process. If you see a lot of movies, you'll really appreciate what's being done here. On the other hand, and with The Five Obstructions, there is always another hand. No matter how few you see in a year, this impish, provocative motion picture should be one of them. That's how remarkable, how truly original it is.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times.